Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello and welcome back to You Up. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is such a pleasure to be back here with you, Jordana.
It is. It's nearing the end of November, which is, does not have a fuck in front of it.
So no, this is November.
You're like, don't mess with November.
No, I love November, but also we are in pre-Thanksgiving times.
Yeah.
This is when people start to get stressed out, seeing family.
That's true.
People are going to have questions. Are you with someone? Did you ever deal with that growing up? Like,
Oh, yeah.
You know, what's the family dynamic? Are people saying to you, do you have a boyfriend? What's the deal? Your husband? I need grandkids,
right.
Please.
It's funny. I just saw my great aunt at Rosh Hashanah. I was with
Jordana. Yeah.
She's like, Jordana.
Where are my babies?
This is my grandmother's sister.
Gimme.
Yeah. My grandma's sister. You think like, wouldn't give a shit, right?
Well, you know what's funny about this? We're all a little sensitive.
Right.
It's not your great,
great aunt.
What's your great aunt's name?
Judy.
Judy don't give a fuck about you.
Right.
Judy is trying to get through the day just like you are and I am.
Right.
We have to understand that. These people are asking questions.
They don't really care.
They don't care. They're saying the thing. Do you understand? I always say this about comedy I encounter so many weird conversations every day because I deal with variables. My schedule is insane. Most people, they wake up, they go to work,
see the same people, they're done.
Everything's very similar. Then one night a week, they go out and then they have a couple of drinks and they say something weird because they're not used to the variability.
Right.
Aunt Judy yeah. is sitting there being like, how do I get to the fucking liver quickest? You know, the chopped liver quickest.
Yeah.
She's like, how do I get here, eat, and feel comfortable and get home to my slippers at the end of the day? Just like you're doing.
No, I agree. And I understand it. So she goes, and it's funny because she goes, Jordana, when are you getting married? I got to get a dress. Like, I need to know, like, when the date is, when you're getting married. And the funny thing is like, I actually think that's true. She does it. She's like 80 something, right?
Sure.
She's got a ton of shit going on.
Yeah. So she's thinking about is,
what's the next time I'm getting out of this house?
Yeah, her list of things
Jewish holidays.
Yeah, holiday, dress for Jordana's non-existent wedding.
Exactly.
And death. Like, yes. Those are the three things on her list. Our lists are like, I got to go to Betches at noon. We got to tape a podcast. We got to tape the ads. We got to
figure out a home loan mortgage.
Exactly. This is all. We have a lot of our list. As you get older, the list is eat. Sleep,
right.
Dress for Jordana's non-existent
wedding.
Yeah, and bother Jordana about when is the wedding.
Right, exactly. I understand intrinsically that has nothing to do with
me. We all have to have more empathy for these. I just hate every year it's like, oh, I got to go home and listen to these fucking idiot racists ask me about my boyfriend. You know, it's like, these are the people that raised you.
But
you're not that far away from your parents. They might have different opinions of you, that say things differently than you, but they are you.
Right.
Like, I remember I did a show in San Antonio, and my dad called me, and he was like, yeah, you should bring, I was going to San Antonio for like a week. And I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to fucking do there. Love San Antonio. I'll be back hopefully soon. But he was like, you know what you should do? Bring your passport, because, you know, maybe one day you can go to like Mexico, go to the beach, hang out, whatever.
Okay.
So you're as big a fucking idiot as I am, because
it's not very close.
The beach, first of all, Mexico is like 8 hours away. Like, that's
like the landlocked part of Mexico,
yeah,
too.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing. That's like saying to us in New York, like, hey, if you're in New York,
go to Niagara Falls.
Go to Niagara Falls. Take your passport. Maybe go to Canada. Go, hop over. Right. And, like, we were like, what are you, a fucking idiot? And it's like, and then also
16 hours to kill straight in a row.
My dad looks at Mexico exactly what you're saying. Right. It's landlocked. My dad's idea of Mexico is one long
beach.
Yeah. It's just, and everyone's just waiting for you at the door with coronas.
Right.
You know, and it's like, and I was literally on the other side of the phone going, you know what? Maybe I will bring my passport. Maybe, you know, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll, and it's like, no, you fucking idiots.
Right. People are just speaking to speak.
They're speaking to speak. And my dad also, I'm as dumb as my dad.
Right.
My dad thinks Mexico's two guys with coronas waiting for me.
Yeah.
I think, I'm kind of thinking that too. And my brother's probably thinking that too. And my mom is. So when you go over for the holidays, these dumb fucking idiots are just as dumb as you.
Right. And I think the thing to remember also is that it never stops. So you got to fix your attitude about it. Because at first it's like, oh, do you have a boyfriend? Why don't you have a boyfriend? Why aren't you dating anyone? And then it becomes, oh, you have a boyfriend? When are you getting married? Why aren't you married yet? What are you? What? How long have you been dating? You're not married yet. And then when you get married, it becomes, so where are the kids? Why don't you have any kids yet?
It never ends.
It never ends. So like, there's no use in like trying to, none of those things are going to solve that. Just change. Just go with it. You know?
Go with it.
Fuck with people a little bit.
Absolutely. I posted this on my Instagram the other day. I don't know why people get weird about this. Anytime someone's like, hey, where's your boyfriend? I don't know. I'm having fun being single. Right. Oh, really? You don't want a boyfriend? No. Are you an Uncle Rob fucking still? Let's talk about that. Do you guys have sex? Do you get intimate? Does he ever finger you? Say the word finger at Thanksgiving. Watch how all the questions stop.
Exactly.
It's just, I get so annoyed because I don't know. I think maybe I'm at comedy shows a lot. So like this becomes a subject around this time of year. Like, oh, I'm going home to see my racist fucking idiot parents. It's like, yeah, you're an idiot too. Like, yeah, they paid for your college. No, why don't you be a little bit more respectful? And yeah, they asked you if you have a boyfriend. Sorry, that's all. They don't know you,
right?
You know, like, they're gonna ask you about the weather, whether you have a boyfriend, how your career is going, and when you're gonna have a baby, and all that shit. And listen, get on the fucking roller coaster.
Do you ever get any of that? I feel like you probably don't.
Yeah, sometimes, but you know, to me, I am like, I get why they're asking, so I'm like cool with it. Like,
yeah, it's like when anyone asks you about anything, they're just like kind of curious what's going on with you in your life. I see you twice a year.
And they're not going to go like, and they're not going to like know specifics.
Right.
So it's like, where are you living? I live in New York. Like, I know people don't know what the fuck they're talking about when I tell people I live in Harlem.
Okay.
Because people just speak to speak.
Right.
No one knows what they're saying. They just want to get through you to get to the food and then get to their beds.
Yeah.
So I'll go, someone will go, oh, you live in Harlem? I go, yeah. And they go, wow, it's getting good, right? And I'm like, what? You don't know what the fuck you're talking like that. Right. I don't even know what they don't even know what that means when they say it to me.
Something they heard 3 years ago in an article.
Oh, they read one article.
Just like us.
They're like, oh, the restaurants are great there. I don't know. Right. you don't know.
I have to tell you, that happens every time I talk about living in Brooklyn.
Oh, the restaurants are great.
Oh, you get the food.
Yeah, I guess.
Sure. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Like, so here's my advice to everyone during the holiday season. Fucking deal with it.
Right.
Have fun with it.
That's really
the thing. You got to have fun with it. Oh, yeah. Here's the script. I'm having fun being single. Check out this app. You can find any penis you want.
Right. Or
Aunt Judy.
Aunt Judy says, says, when are you getting married? I said, I don't know. Like, are you going to, do you feel like you want to contribute? Because that'll probably affect my answer.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's what I say to my mom every time. She shuts up immediately.
Really?
She's like, so when are you getting married? I'm like, I don't know. Like, how much have you been saving? Like,
I've started a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Here's the link.
Like, when you tell me when you've saved up enough and then I'll get married, okay? Yeah.
When are you having babies? Well, as soon as I save all the money for the college education, do you have want to help out
contribute?
With that?
Are you going to contribute? Yeah. As soon as you start asking people for money, they just stop asking you about things.
When are you? Yeah. Or you bring up something a little weird. People will walk right away.
Right.
When are you having babies?
I don't know. This guy's infertile. I'm not sure. I'm geriatric.
This guy's penis never fucking works. Ask him. Exactly. Can't even get hard.
There you go.
There you go. End of conversation. What are we talking about today?
So today we both got a DM that we wanted to
explore.
Go over.
Can I give one announcement before we go?
Let's hear it.
First of all, live you ups. I'm done talking about it.
Oh yeah.
I'm already tired of talking about it.
I almost forgot.
We're going to the West Coast. If you're on the West Coast right now, we're there. Okay, it's coming in 2 weeks. Get it together. It's brought to you by Moxie. The Moxie Hotel has been an amazing sponsor. We're going to be, here are the cities, LA, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, okay?
And then?
Houston, Austin, Dallas,
Phoenix.
Get involved, and Phoenix. So get involved, get the group chat together. These are a fun time for the whole family. Anyone with ears will enjoy, eyes and ears will enjoy these podcasts. They're an event, they're an event, they're an event for anyone who listens or doesn't listen to the podcast. And it's brought to you by the Moxie Hotels. We're very excited to have them as a sponsor. And go check them out for any of your like group trip needs and find where
they are. They're a great hotel, amazing alignment. If you love this podcast, you'll love the Moxie Hotels. Betches.co/youuplive to get your tickets.
Also, I'm going to be in Huntsville, Alabama the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving. So come to Huntsville, Alabama and tell me how you fucked with your relatives when they asked you about being
exactly.
single. That's fun.
Yeah, that'll be the real Thanksgiving.
Hey, are you still single? Do you still have diabetes? Like, I don't know. You just fucking...
You're gonna have to amputate a toe?
Yeah.
Oh,
did
also,
your husband still cheat on you?
If you want... If you want to come up on stage with us at any of those shows, if you're attending any of those shows, email youuplive@betches.com with the name of the city that you're attending. And if you want to submit a dating app makeover or a deal reveal, we have a ton of fun with those.
Oh my God.
With those. It's going to be great.
The best.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
So what are we talking about here?
All right. So Skrull DMs both of us individually. I wonder, she tried to get advice from both sides.
I know. Well, send us to the show.
We'll email it. UUP@badges.com.
Yeah.
Can girls go on a platonic dinner / drink with an old guy friend that we used to have a crush on? I'm 27. I've been dating my boyfriend for about 7 months, and we are very much in love. We are very much in love.
Yeah. Doth protest too much, young woman.
7 months. Like we are very much in love is the message that every couple's Instagram picture wants to send. It wants to. Yeah. It screams, we are very much in love.
This picture of us in matching PJs mean we love each other.
Very much.
Go with it. Stop asking questions, Aunt Judy. We'll get married when we want to get married.
Exactly. My birthday was this weekend, and an old guy friend from elementary / high school asked me to dinner / drinks to celebrate. He knows I have a boyfriend and has met him. My boyfriend is not too fond of this guy because he knows we used to have mutual feelings for each other, but never kissed or dated. Is it wrong to go to dinner if it will upset my boyfriend?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the short answer. So,
yeah.
So to repeat the question, kind of like just to put it in perspective, she's got this guy from high school and elementary school that she's known forever. There's been mutual attraction.
There's been a sexual tension. Okay.
Mutual, she said.
Yes.
Because at first, their emails
start.
First
she said, I had a crush.
I had a crush. Now there's mutual stuff. And now she has a new boyfriend who she's, quote unquote, madly in love with. And she's still entertaining the idea of going out with this guy that yeah. she has this long history with.
You're deeply in love.
And the boyfriend is not happy about it.
Right. Here's my thought. I think it's kind of weird that she really wants to go.
Yeah, I think so
too.
It's
like she wants to go enough to even think like, is it worth upsetting my boyfriend over it? To me, that says you're not that deeply in love.
Yeah, it's like, let me see what this other thing could have
right.
could have been. What hurts this conversation is, oh, you don't think men and women can be friends without fucking? And it's like,
you just said there's a sexual tension. She
yeah,
just said.
Yeah. This is like one of those gray areas where it's like, I have female friends I haven't had sex with. You have male friends you haven't had sex with.
Right.
I have female friends that I used to have sex with.
Okay. Do you still go to dinner with them alone?
Not generally. And also, there's been an ending.
Right.
So I think with, like, if these guys had fucked, I almost think it would be better. Like, if they had, like, I almost think the better alternative is I used to, in college, we used to date. We ended. We both were like, this ain't the right relationship for us. He's got a girlfriend now. I got a boyfriend now. We kind of like keep in contact. He's coming into the town. We're going to go get some dinner tonight just to catch up. And and my boyfriend is wondering who he is. Like, I would like that almost all scenario. Right. I'm like almost better with.
Or would you be okay with that if Jess was like, here's some guy I used to have sex with. Now we're friends. We're going to dinner.
Yeah, I think I honestly, if she was like, I used to have sex with, I used to date this guy. We were like, we had a thing going on and then it ended. Here's how it ended. I wouldn't even need to know how it ended. Okay. I think that's important where it's like, you know, I broke up with him and then he broke up with me. And then we really were just like, and then we just kind of became friends and we were always hanging out. But like that towel has been wrung. The water is out of that towel. Like,
okay.
To me, like, two people can, I genuinely do believe I can, I'm thinking of someone specifically right now that I have gone to dinner with as a friend and we have hooked up in the past. And I'm like, yeah, we're friends. There's nothing beyond that. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's nothing beyond it.
Okay.
Like, and you know, it becomes this thing of like,
but let's say it bothered Jess.
If it bothered her, I would go, this is a friend. I don't see it that way. I think I would. Because this isn't someone you should even have. Like, I would,
so
we
then
would
you,
all hang out
so
together.
You
can come to the dinner.
So you think she should be able to go?
No, I think this is different because they haven't fucked. Like,
okay.
Like, no one has gotten this out of their system yet.
Okay.
Like, to me, she's, Like this guy used to like me. Like, to me, there's an attention factor.
Right, which I'm saying, like, if she seems like she wants to know, like, if he would. Like, it sounds like she had a crush on him and she wants the validation of knowing that he, like, would, even if she wouldn't.
That's what I'm saying. Right. But I think the, like, let's say they had already fucked.
Okay.
You've seen that person in a way that you're like, and then you didn't end up dating.
Now you're getting dinner with someone that you used to have sex with. I just think,
I know,
like,
it sounds bad, but I do think there's a difference. I do think, okay, like, right now she's asking, like, she's like, he liked me and I liked him and it never worked out, but now he wants to get dinner and I'm going to go because why? There's another step to take with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
If they had already had sex, they've already taken all the steps and there's a reason they're not together.
Okay.
You know that thing of like friends with benefits?
They've already played it through. I see what you're saying.
They played it through. Like,
that.
Like, you know how like people are like right in there like, well, we're friends with benefits. And then all of a sudden in friends with benefits, there's always someone that goes, well, we're friends and we fuck. Why wouldn't we be more?
Right.
That's already been sussed out.
That's why
to
I don't understand why you'd want to have. What's the point of getting dinner with someone? It means you like their personality and you found them attractive enough to already have sex with. Then, like, why not? Why wouldn't you want to date them? That's for me. That's like.
Well, because I would say that we were not like a romantic match. We're more of a friend match.
I guess that is the argument.
Yeah, like
in that sense. But if you were sleeping with someone for a while. The girl, at least in me, for me, I would. If I've been sleeping with someone for a while, I'm not thinking them as a friend match. If I'm sexually attracted to them and I want to hang out with them, I want to date them.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, for this girl, it's like, do you want another guy friend? Is that why you're going on this date? Essentially with this guy?
I think we're talking about two different things.
Even with someone I used to sleep with. Like, if I used to sleep with them regularly.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it'd be like, at one point, I really wanted to date them. And like, for me, I mean, like, maybe for me as like a female, it's different. I feel like if I slept with someone one time, that could be like, okay, like whatever. We kind of like realized or like, you know, we realized it wasn't a thing. There wasn't a romantic thing. But for me, I'm not sleeping with anyone consistently that I don't see, that I don't want to date.
That's interesting.
That's for me.
Because the person I'm referencing, it was a one-time thing.
Okay. Well, for me, that almost makes more sense because then you're both could be like, it was one time thing that's easier to get over and move on from than like someone that you used to sleep with. Let's say you had a 3-month thing with them.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to get dinner with that person.
Sure.
Or at least maybe it's different for girls.
The 3-month thing, you're basically saying like, I enjoy my time with you and I would fuck you for 3 months.
Right.
And
maybe guys can do that for 3 months without thinking that they could be friends.
Sure.
Like, for me, that's never happened to me. I've never continuously slept with someone for 3 months that I didn't, at least in some part of me,
wanted
something more serious with.
Okay. But what about I hear that because I'm thinking of girls that, like, I'm friendly with now. That we did date for that amount of time, but we're not going out to dinner together. That's
right,
different.
Yeah, and you're not, that you could be friendly with that person, like civil and friendly, and like even seeing them in a group and hang out there. But I think if you're going out for dinner with that person, like
one on one, out for dinner,
we both know,
no career in common.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little
You can
weird.
Sleep with someone one time, maybe even twice, just to like see if it.
Well, I think
sure.
also like career in common makes sense too. Like if you like met someone at work, you guys slept together, then you were like, this isn't going to work out. We're not going to make this happen. Then you guys connect over career stuff. I would understand how that a dinner would come out of that.
Yeah,
I
if
don't
it's truly about that, although I do feel like career stuff is sometimes like used as a thing to as like an entryway into.
But I could see how that dinner could like center on the conversation is
right.
of.
It's a networking event.
Well, it's about people. You're basically there for a shit-talking session about people you guys interact with every day.
Okay.
Like, I could see that. For her situation, where it's guy out of the blue, you're only like, you know, the only things you have in common is this will they, won't they from way back when and this mutual attraction that now is gone, supposedly.
Right.
She goes, will it make does my boyfriend have a right to be mad? Do you have a right to not realize how this is a date? You know, you're asking about the boyfriend. I going back to her message, like, well, is it okay? You know, he's a little upset. Is that weird that he's, it's like, no, he should be upset.
Right. You've admitted you had a crush on him.
Yeah.
There were mutual feelings. Like, what would be the reason that you would need to go on this date?
To get more attention that you're not getting at home.
Right. That's why I'm saying, although she says they are deeply in love, I don't really buy it. Because if I'm deeply...
Because she's checking on the life that she's missing out on.
If I'm deeply in love and I'm 7 months into something that I'm deeply in love with, I don't really want to get dinner with someone else.
No. And you're not to me,
you're wondering
what life would be like with this other person.
Right.
That's what it is.
You're keeping kind of like the door. You don't want to be. You're keeping the door like sort of open.
Yeah. And the idea that like he knows I have a boyfriend. No one gives a fuck.
Right.
You're like, oh, he knows I have a boyfriend. Why would he ask me out?
You're the one saying yes. He can ask whatever he wants.
Yeah. And you're the one talking to him. You keep having DMs with him.
Right.
Why are you talking to him still while you're madly in love? And so, of course, he's going to go. well, she keeps talking to me. Maybe if we do this dinner, we'll fucking turn into something.
Yeah, I mean, I've had people when I'm in a relationship ask me, like, to, especially guys that I used to hook up with, ask me to, like, do something or hang out or get dinner or whatever while I'm there. And, like, if I, like, I would always say, like, I don't really feel like that's appropriate.
Mm.
But I guess it's easier when you've already hooked up with them to say that,
mm-hmm.
rather than, like, yeah. they can be like, well, what's appropriate? Like, why?
Yeah, why? Right. Why? They can make you the crazy one really easily. Like, oh, are you
right.
insinuating something?
Yeah. yeah. Well, that I think you could just say, like, oh, I'm super busy.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole, it's a tough conversation because, like, you can hear us going back and forth with, like, what if you fucked? What if you've not? Like, I, you know, and, like, then you start thinking of specific people and you're like, well, I don't have a attraction in that way for them. But then also you don't know what's going on across the table.
Right. Why even put yourself in that situation?
Yeah, and also you don't know what the other person's saying. Maybe the other person, like, I think this is like with the friend stuff. Like, it's very easy to go, well, that's my friend. And then you go, well, that guy is messaging you over and over again because he's not your friend.
Right.
There's something else going on.
Yeah, I mean, do guys really want to be friends with girls that they find attractive? Is that like a...
That's not the initial... Like, I think this is the same as dating. Like, guys are always penis first. So it's like...
Well, that's why I'm kind of like... I don't really get the... What do I need a hot, good personality guy friend for?
I don't know.
If I like this guy's personality enough that I want to get dinner with him alone, for me, I don't really like hanging out with people that I'm not like that are not my very good friends or
sure.
like
I don't like wasting
small
my time,
talk
yeah.
or whatever. So for me, it's like I don't really like need to be like if I find you to be like very attractive and I like your personality enough that I want to get dinner with you alone. Like
yeah.
I want to date you. I don't want to be your friend.
But you can also be friendly and not friends.
Yeah,
I think that's like
I think the dinner thing is
the taking it to the next level.
Right.
Like she could have said, "Hey, I'm not up for dinner, but you're more than welcome to come hang out with
us.
My friends and
right.
we're all going out on whatever." That's a different story.
That's fine, I think. Then that's like you're being friendly, you're being like a normal human person, but like
yeah.
I'm not committing myself to 2 hours of like drinking wine alone at a table with you.
Exactly. Let's do some awkward sex. You ready?
I'm ready.
Send yours in, UUP@Betches.com, UUP@Betches.com. Hi, J&J. First of all, I want to say I'm a huge fan. Can't thank you enough for all the laughs and good advice. I'll get right to it. I've been seeing this guy for a few weeks. Been going really well, and we were hanging out at my place the other night, just watching TV in my room, and we switched to watching random YouTube videos. Uh-oh.
This is dangerous.
That's a dangerous territory. What? Because you don't know... Because you don't know what comes up on the searched list, the favorites list,
yeah.
the suggested for you. One music video we wanted to watch
It's like when you search for someone on Instagram next to someone.
Oh,
and
my God.
Then they can see like...
All the
things. Because you type in the first letter and then you're like, oh, why were you looking at
these
that?
These are your favorites.
Right.
One music video we wanted to watch wasn't on YouTube yet, so we decided to search it on the Smart TV internet app. Uh-oh. This is like all these things I'm like thinking about how I like this is a horror movie script. I go to click the search bar and all of my old searches pop up. Yep, there it is. And it just so happens the last time I used the TV internet app was like 5 months ago when I searched for porn to watch with this guy I was hooking up with at the time. He saw all the searches, which included searches for threesome porn and a classy video we ended up watching titled Tushy. Hold on, let me read this right. In a classy video we ended up watching titled Tushy, Fill Our Tight Assholes, Please.
Tushy.
That's so weird.
Tushy is such like a non-sexual term, I feel.
It sounds like your Aunt Judy wrote that porn. Tushy, fill our tight assholes, please.
Exactly.
Tushy, look at that tushy. That's a tight asshole for filling.
Oh, my God.
Maybe put some cream cheese and some Nova in it.
I'm getting my dress ready.
When should I buy a dress? I got to put my tushy in a dress and it has such a tight asshole. I was so embarrassed right when those popped up. I just go, oh, God. And I didn't even know how to explain that because I didn't want to say I watched it with another guy. He didn't say anything. He quickly grabbed his phone and kept his head down until I played music video we wanted to watch, which took fucking forever to type in. So we sat in silence for a good 2 minutes. Boy, he handled it well. He handled it real sexy.
I mean,
I guess I'll just look at Instagram.
I actually feel like he was trying to like spare her a little embarrassment by just pretending to not really notice.
Like to not see it.
Yeah. I thought it was like kind of, I feel like that is, I know you think it'd probably be better if you made a joke about it.
Yeah.
But I do feel like early on, like for me, it might make me feel better for him to just pretend he never saw it.
I mean, I would have made fun of the title just like I did now. Which well, really would have turned her on.
Yeah,
it really would have turned her on to hear me do my, you know,
Aunt Judy Tushy
voice.
That would have made everything much better.
I kind of wish he just laughed so we could make fun of the situation, but we just pretended it didn't happen. I wouldn't have been as embarrassed if the search just said Pornhub, but now he probably thinks I'm super into anal and threesomes. And he probably thinks I'm weird for watching porn on a TV rather than a phone or laptop like a normal person, LOL. Jared, what would your reaction be if this happened to you? Hope this gave you a good laugh. Porn star betch. What do we think?
I think it's funny. I feel like it's a very, again, 2019 thing to happen.
I call this tushy tails.
I like that.
I call this search bar baffled.
Getting porny.
Getting porny. I like that. So here's what do you have any thoughts?
I think it's like, I think there's a few ways to react. I kind of feel like his way is like kind of like the safer, could be the safer route. Maybe if you don't know the person that well, it might be like,
hold on.
Well, how long have they been seeing
each other? Let me just say this right now. She shouldn't feel embarrassed at all.
I don't think she should.
She writes, but now he probably thinks I'm super into anal and threesomes. Oh my!
I don't think she should be embarrassed.
So awful for a guy to think like that you get off to porn. Okay. Who cares?
I don't think she should be embarrassed about like the fact that she watches porn. Yeah. I think it's more just like that's a private thing that if you're seeing someone for a few weeks,
sure,
you might not want to share with them. I think a guy should be equally embarrassed, which is like, yeah, a little embarrassed. Like, you do want to hide some things.
To me, this
it's
is like...
It's like having your, like, condoms and your lube out. Like, yeah, we know it's okay. You shouldn't be embarrassed that you masturbate, but it's a little embarrassing to leave those things lying around.
Fine, okay? But it's one thing to open the drawer and see something you shouldn't have seen, and there's another thing to have the lube hanging out on the fucking, you know, counter.
Right. Well, this is like this not is going quite in the that, drawer. But it's somewhere like, a little in between.
It's somewhere in between.
In the drawer. It's like, I mean, like this
is the search bar coming down. Like, that's not really bit, like something he, like, he didn't, no one, this wasn't like, this took a couple steps to get to this.
Right. But it was still like kind of like an accident. It's like not something you want to showcase that you're happened. That's why, like, I kind of feel like he's like sort of like doing her a solid just by pretending you didn't see it.
To me, this actually could have helped the sexual nature of the relationship.
But they're not, if they were dating for like a few months, sure, or like really dating. For me, it's like a few weeks in, like you do want a sense of like, who knows if they've even like slept together yet.
Yeah. I think it's kind of hot though. At least it opens up the conversation. I think vulnerability is the like your friend for having fun sex with someone.
Okay.
So, like, the idea that he goes, like, she sees the tushy, fill our tight assholes, please. He can go, well, is that what you're, like, he handled this wrong. He could have made fun of that, done the, you know, the Aunt Judy voice, and then gone, well, is that what you're into? Like, that's kind of hot. Like, well, like, I want to hear more about what you like. And I think this opens up conversation for, like, sex. So it's like,
well,
because one person has to risk being embarrassed for the sex to get better.
I understand that, but I would also understand on her end if she was like, I'm not really ready to get into like the kinky porn that I watch with you. We haven't even slept together yet. This is like a little too fast for me. I don't really want to get, I'd rather like ease into that conversation than have it like right now bombarded to me like in this way. I think it could go either way depending on like how comfortable with this guy at this point she is with him.
Yeah,
it's like, imagine this happened on the first date. I could see her being like, it could being like a situation where she'd be, like, I'd rather, like, let's just pretend that didn't happen. It's kind of like when you could see someone swiping, right? Or on a date, or someone's dating app thing pops up. Like, yeah. Let's say a guy's dating app Hinge profile pops up with a message. It's like, yeah, you don't have to be embarrassed that you're still on dating apps. This is a first date. But like,
the mystery is gone.
Let's just pretend I didn't see it. Like, would you want someone to bring that, you in your line of thinking, that would be like something where you where I would say, oh, so like, are you dating other people? What are you looking for in a relationship? Where you'd be like, relax, like, we're not there yet. We're not having that conversation
yet.
See,
if someone saw the dating app pop up on my phone while we were on a first date, and I would be like, to me, I'd be like, yeah, that happens. This is what, you know, this is the reality we live in.
Right.
And if I would think their first conversation was like, I guess, what are you looking for? Like, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you'd be like, I'm not really ready to have that conversation with you. Like, I don't. Let's.
But they are on her couch. They're sitting there.
But she hasn't said like how sexual they've even gotten yet. Sure. Even if they had sex once, which in a few weeks, that's very possible.
Yeah,
or probably likely. They maybe had. Maybe
I think
had
there's
sex
positive
once.
In this. Yeah. I don't. But she asked how he would feel, and I think like he. I don't think he. To me, if I saw that pop up, I'd be like, oh shit, chick gets down. Right. Like, chick has,
I don't
like,
think she'd be embarrassed.
No,
right.
I like, oh, she has interest. She's like, she's sexually like open to like checking out tushy porn. Like, you know, like there's like, I don't think this is, I do think this can get guys a little bit seeing through like a tunnel vision. Because they're like, okay, now I know that she likes sex.
Right,
and
I think
now
that's
I'm like
going to
be uber
her,
sexual. That would be the problem.
Fear.
Yeah, that'd be the. That's the one thing that could be a problem, because then the guy's like, I gotta see what else. Oh, she's gonna do something fun and weird and different,
right.
And it's like, okay, just, now he doesn't even want to get to know you. He just wants to get to know this one thing.
Well, it's kind of like just seeing a guy with a dating app pop up. You're like, oh, like he's really like going. I'm not the only. It like shatters the illusion. I'm not the only one.
Yeah,
that he's talking
to. I mean,
the
equivalent of this would be like a girl going. Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm sexually fluid. You
right.
know, I'd have sex. I'd bring a girl into the bedroom. Like, and then the guy can go one of two ways. He goes, oh, cool. That's, you know, hot. Or he can go, so when do you want to bring this girl in here?
Right.
You know, like it
well,
can
that's,
go.
Well, that's why I'm saying like she might not want to be like getting immediately into like what she likes sexually. Maybe she wanted to keep it a little bit more like non-sexual for longer.
I get why she'd be embarrassed. I don't think she has to worry as much.
Right.
Like, I don't think he's going home and being like, I was with this whore. You know, like, I don't think
right.
that was like his. I would hope not. Yeah. To me, I wouldn't. I'd be like, oh, okay, noted.
I'd be like, well, I would think I'd probably, I can see myself in her shoes, like feeling embarrassed. Not that I would watch that stuff, but just that was like brought into the, just like you would feel embarrassed if a dating app thing popped up. Not like, oh, I've done something wrong. More like, I kind of wish that wasn't like brought into our headspace at this moment.
Let's say the other way around. Let's say you go to a guy's place and he goes through the YouTube and the search bar, and then you just see crazy fucking porn
right.
pop down. What's your thoughts?
My thought is probably is still like, okay, like I kind of also still wish I like didn't see that, but like I'm fine. I'm not like, again, I don't feel like that's so embarrassing for him. That's something he does. I wish that were probably a little more private.
What if it was a brand of porn that you were like, I can't believe this guy's into that. Like,
yeah, that would, I mean, I'd probably feel a little weird about it.
Yeah.
I might ask him about it.
And what would you, like, you'd ask him right there?
Maybe. I probably would. Knowing myself, I think I wouldn't yet. I think I might bring it up at like a later time.
Mm. Yeah, it's an interesting thing because I think like everyone wants to have, you know, there's porn and reality.
Right.
You know, you want to go, like when you're watching porn, a lot of people want to go to a different place. And then.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like offended by it.
But then also when they're having sex, they're like, I don't want to have what we have. I want to have another, somewhere in between us and porn.
Okay.
You know, like.
Is that what guys are thinking?
I think that's what like a lot of people are thinking. Like if you bring up like I think a lot of people like this conversation happens in every relationship. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
It's like what you said with the adventurous safety. Like you can be There's like that. That's the ideal, is to feel like safe but also adventurous.
Exactly. Like,
it's hard to do.
And it's hard to do. And it's hard to like let your vulnerability down. Like, this girl has some interests, has some sexual interests. Good for her. I think that's great.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
For her, though, it's like, when does she bring that out? When, you know, there was a guy that she did date that she was comfortable enough to watch these porns with, is what she wrote.
Right.
That's interesting to me. That for whatever reason, she got over a hump with that guy that she's not ready to with this guy. And
well, she probably, maybe she felt like she was with him longer and she felt like she could ease into that.
Totally. I understand that. But I'm saying sometimes you're with someone a long time that you didn't, that you're not comfortable with. And some other people, just the vibe is like, oh, we're going to let each other into this world. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, last episode we were talking about, you were talking about the Showtime show where
couples therapy,
the couples therapy, all that couples therapy. Like, it's funny to think like, a lot of that stuff starts with small stuff that they're not saying.
That's true, yeah, and then builds up, and then it over time. Builds like little up over resentments.
Little resentments, like, and then it's like, and then you get to the, like, you get like 10 years in, and you're like, but, you know, like, I've been sitting here the whole time wanting you to blow me while you sing the national anthem, and they're like, this is what you wanted the whole time? You know, like, you know, right. Like, it turns into that, where it's like, it's interesting, like, do you miss the boat? Do you miss the bus? Like, does this girl, like,
well, I think it's like vulnerability has to be, is important, but it doesn't have to be rushed. So I think of that, even like, think about something really emotional that you want, something about your past that you really wanted to tell someone. Like, just because you haven't, you're not ready to talk about it with them on the third date, doesn't mean you're never going to want to talk to them about it.
Yeah.
Well, like sometimes you have to reach a level of like comfort.
Yeah. I think with a lot of things though, you can feel like, man, that was my chance to bring up this emotional thing for
right.
me. You know, it doesn't have to be sexual. It can be anything.
Yeah.
That was my chance. And then you miss the chance, and then you're like, now we're...
Right, now it will seem too random.
It'll feel like I brought it up out of nowhere, or it's been on my mind when it's not really that much on my mind. You know, like, that's where these things, these problems come up, I feel like. It's an interesting thing.
You should watch.
I gotta watch.
You should watch. It's great.
Let's do some emails.
Let's
UUP at Betches.com. UUP. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever had that?
I've had weird like searches. I don't think they're like, from what I recall, I don't think they were like porn searches. Mm. But like, I think there's always, you know, like everyone Googles random like embarrassing shit.
Sure.
Right?
I hooked up with a girl once who found another girl's underwear in my room.
Oh, that's a real life.
Yeah, that's a real
scenario.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I was like, I'm sorry, I'm a fucking idiot. Like, there was nothing I could say or do, and then took him and threw him away. But like that, I remember.
It would be funny if you put him in a drawer. Like, I'll just give this back to her next time she comes over.
I crumbled them up and I sniffed them.
Right,
one long one, and then I put them in my drawer.
I always wonder how people forget their underwear.
It just was under the bed or something. I can't believe I was such a fucking idiot. Yeah, and then, you know, she was like, "What the fuck?" Like.
Right, and it's probably like, it's not even like you probably were like exclusive or anything,
no,
but you just, it's kind of, again, it's like, do you need to be be embarrassed about the fact that you have slept with other people? Like, no. Would you rather not have known that?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Exactly. Right? I mean, that night wasn't so comfortable.
I'm sure. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem. aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
Let's do some emails. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Also, make your Instagram story.
Do that. You know what to do.
It feels so good when you do that. All
right. Hey, Jared and Jordana. I need some input on this. Last week, my boyfriend of 1 year and friend of 3 years dumped me unexpectedly.
Dun, dun, dun.
A couple of months ago, he and I moved to different cities, him to D.C. and me to Pennsylvania, 3 hours apart. We both became, is this the girl from the first?
I mean, my time? God, yeah, right?
We both became super busy and communication became tough, but still had plans to move in together / get married in 2 years after I completed physician assistant school. It's long-term planning. Mm. We're both 24 and he was invested maybe even more than me. Until then, we were visiting a lot and he even said everything was perfect when together. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to a week ago, he had a night out with the guys and barely talked to me. Mind you, this was a constant theme of not being good on his phone when out. So the next morning I called him to see what was up, and he was truly apologetic and said time got the best of him and that he went out and watched the World Series / played Xbox with his friends the rest of the night. I told him he needs to at least text me to let me know he's alive. Then 2 hours later, he broke up with me saying long distance was tough and he needed to do his own thing. I was completely blindsided. His mom even texted
me. I gotta do my own thing. I gotta play this Xbox.
And watch the World Series. His mom even texted me saying she was shocked and loves me and to stick it out with him because he told her, quote unquote, maybe in the future.
Ugh, the mom needs to go the fuck away.
I know. There's nothing worse than a mom.
Yeah, fuck off.
Where the fuck do I go from here? How do I get closure? I've already tried banging someone, but I still wonder what led him to throw in the towel so easily without even hinting to a breakup prior. He's not a cheater and hasn't had sex with many people at all. Side note, I hung up on him while he was breaking up with me, and neither of us have talked since, but it's killing me not to reach out. Is he going to call regretting this, or is it fair for me to get answers? So weird. Help.
It's kind of weird that she hung up mid-breakup and then was like...
Wait, I need answers.
What?
That she hung up mid-breakup and was like, oh, wait, shit, I need answers.
Now she needs answers. Also, she already fucked someone.
Well, I mean, that was probably her like immediate pain relief. Like.
Are you single? I think so. I heard we're broken and then I hung up. So I'm assuming we're broken up.
Yeah.
It's just funny that like she doesn't want to deal with the reality of it. Like,
well, yeah, listen, I feel sorry. Like you always say the answer is in the emails.
Yeah.
This one seems pretty blatant.
The answers are all here.
He said, okay, let's start with the beginning. He said,
yeah,
he said everything was perfect when together.
Yeah, that's
that to me was the first hint.
Sure. I mean, you're never going to get closure. Like, this is. Nobody is going to give you closure. I don't know. Like, Jordan, like, have you ever, like, asked a guy to, like, tell me why?
Yeah.
And what did they, have you ever walked away being like, well, I got all my answers.
Yeah,
good to know.
Now I can move on. No, I spent years trying to get closure from, like, a guy that just wouldn't date me. That he would, like, but he would always come back, but he wouldn't date me. And I was, like, for me, that kept me hanging on because I was like, he doesn't even know. Like, maybe he'll be back. Maybe in the future.
There's no, but it's kind of like a lack of respect for yourself because
you're totally agree.
Would this other person have the ability to give me closure? You know, and I'm not saying like she wasn't blindsided. Like, listen,
right. I think it's about like feeling delusional. Like she's kind of like, like I thought everything was going great. This person clearly like wasn't happy. And like I was under the illusion that everything was like, I must be delusional. It makes you question your own kind of sanity also.
Well, I think you have to stop listening to words and start listening to actions.
100%.
Like, everything was perfect when together. Like, she was listening for the most positive version of that sentence.
Right.
Like, you saw it because they've already broken up and you're going, there's the moment. He's like, it's good when we're together. He doesn't answer the phone. I just think, like, to me, like, if you've, you're, you know, you moved away from each other, so it was an easier out. Like, he's like, okay, she's far away. She won't show up anywhere I'm at. I can date freely in this city now without her here. We can blame it on the distance and blame it on that. But really, to be fair, this guy's been thinking that this wasn't going to work for a long time.
Right. And she says he's not a cheater. He's not, like, whatever. I think also, like, maybe he went out and he, like, even if he didn't hook up with someone, he kind of wanted to. And he was like, I'm not a cheater, so I'm going to break up with, I'm going to break up with her.
But also, like, she's like, you know, I said fuck the mom because the mom is a version of her. It's just another woman telling you, wait for him, hold on. No, get the fuck away from me, mom. He doesn't want to be with you. He doesn't want to be in the relationship. He's going to go out there and see what else is there. The problem with this is she's sitting there going, well, I want closure from him. He's not going to give you an answer that's going to be anything that he's not going to look at you. I've never gotten out of a breakup and been like, well, here are the 10 things you can fix about you.
Right.
That'll find you a new man. Like, well, that's not what this isn't a house that needs repairs.
Yeah. I remember getting an getting a essentially breakup email from a guy that was like, there's just something missing. And I that was like, what the fuck is am I supposed to do with that? Like, how am I supposed to fix that? Like, I am delusional. Well,
women want to fix everything.
Right. Like, I'm like, I'm trying to figure out why, like, all these hints why he won't date me. And like you said, like, at the end of the day, there's no right, there's no good answer for that.
No, and also the there's something missing is a mix of a bunch of different things. It's not you're missing, it's my job, my place in life, the feeling I have, the idea that I don't want to go out and meet new people, the idea that this is like now life starts together, we're a we and not just a me, and I'm not ready to be responsible for someone else. Like, all of that stuff is his issue, their issue, her issue, whatever it is.
But that would make you feel better than like, oh, there's something like missing, and then and I didn't feel like there was something missing, but you felt it's like he felt something was missing, but I didn't feel like something was missing. So am I just like delusional?
Well,
I remember feeling like that, like feeling like, oh, like clearly I don't have a good grip on reality. Well, I thought we had a great time together, and I thought everything was going well.
Well, you don't have a good grip on reality.
I guess not.
But this is the point. If you felt good in a relationship, and then it ended,
right?
You need to look back on it.
Well, this wasn't a relationship.
Well, whatever it was,
you
have to look back on it and go, and to look to someone else to tell you, that's insanity. Like, then, like if you can, we're all adults. I can look back at relationships and go, here's three things that I liked about this person and the relationship. Mm-hmm. I liked that we were good like this. We'd laugh. We had fun. I didn't like that this person did that and that I was this way. It's more of a self-evaluation is what you should be doing after every breakup than this other person telling you, because the other person doesn't know as anything you don't know.
But I do think there's a sense, and I don't, maybe you've never encountered this before, where someone just like, where you felt like it, like you felt like it was really good and the other person was like, no, I had a totally different interpretation of how that was. Like, have you ever been like convinced yourself that you were like in love with someone that just didn't feel the same way about you?
Absolutely. And I remember.
Doesn't that feel like a level of delusion?
It feels like that. But I remember walking away from it and going, what, you know, like, and I there was a point where I had to be the one to walk away from it.
Okay.
I mean, I remember trying to date someone, and pursuing them and then being like, why does it feel like it's sand going through my hands? Like, why does it feel like this person's not, you know, there's no grip. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, we're not in, you know.
Right, never feel secure.
Never secure, never like, never the hooks coming together.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I would like go back and I was like, there was a point where I go, I'm going to give this one more chance and then I'm going to walk away if I don't get the feeling of feeling full from it that I feel like could be here.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I did was I ended up texting a person. I was like, hey, I just don't know what's going on here, but we're not hitting that next level. Mm-hmm. And I go, if I'm crazy, that's cool, but I'm going to bow out now because it feels like I'm kind of banging my head against a wall. And I remember they wrote me back like something along the lines of like, you know, there's this other person and I've been, whatever the lines were, we weren't the match.
It wasn't pretty, right. And, yeah. It's like, and that's the hardest thing. I mean, same thing with this guy. It's like.
But the power comes from walking away and going, okay, I need to reevaluate. What are the points that I felt good about? Oh, I really liked that we did this and this together. I really didn't like that this wasn't coming together. I think that's a part of it
too. You can also idealize this person that you can't get also becomes like you almost can convince yourself that they're greater than they are because you can't have them.
And there's no one else like them out there, right. Which is not the truth.
Which is never the truth.
Yeah. So I look at her email and like, where do I go from here? It's like, you're not going to sit in the ditch and die. You know, like,
right, you're gonna survive,
you're gonna go out, you're gonna go lean on friends and family, meet new people, and it ain't gonna happen right away. I'm sorry to tell you that,
yeah.
But I think a lot of times when someone's like, I was snuck up on, they looked,
yeah,
they did a lot of ignoring signs too.
Yeah, I could definitely agree with that. There's a lot of writing like on the wall that a lot of people don't see until they like fully you know, they look back, you get a lot more insight years later when you look back at something than right after it happens when you're like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on? But then like a few years later, you'll probably look at this relationship and be like, oh, like, I can't believe that was like, that I was okay with like what was going on there. And one person realizes it earlier than the next person. And that's why the person who gets dumped.
What would you say to someone, like if there is a woman out there being like, I want answers, because that's what she writes.
Yeah.
Is he going to call me regretting this? No, he's not. He might call you regretting not getting his dick sucked.
Right. He might call.
But he's not going to call you regret. He might come back, but for bad reasons.
Right. When he's lonely or, you know.
But is it fair for me to get answers? How would you go back to someone to get answers? Because whenever someone says, I want answers, I'm always like, well, take
the only answer that, like you said in the beginning, the only answer you really need is that the person is not interested in being with you.
Sure.
There's really nothing else that's like, it's the only piece of information that you really need. And no answer that they gave you is going to make you feel any better.
Well, that's the other thing is like, whatever answer you get, don't be surprised that it didn't fill you up.
Right. Because it never will, because a rejection is a rejection is a rejection. It's going to hurt. Yeah. There's no way out of it that doesn't hurt.
But the thing is, like, what you're going to hear if you call this person, I'm busy, the distance, I don't know what I want. Right. And then they'll do the thing where they'll beat themselves up. I'm a loser. I don't need to, you know, like, and all those things, you're going to go, these are things that I've heard women come to me or go to their brunch and go, and he says he's a loser. And it's like, I shouldn't want to be with him. And he says, the next guy is going to love you. It's like, he's going
to
say all those bullshit things
because
you're
asking
for them.
Right, yeah.
What's he supposed to say?
Right. And also, like, a lot of
I thought you were an ugly bitch and I never wanted to date you in the first. No.
Also, that's not true. Yeah, that wouldn't be true. And also, like, the things that he says are all going to make, they're really meant for him. Like, I've gotten, like, in that same breakup email, like, I've got, like, you know, unprompted that breakup email was, and it was like, here's X and Y, and I really wanted to make it work, but I couldn't. And that email is not for me, because that email just left me with way more questions. That email was for him to make him to rationalize whatever it was for him, and all those things might be true, but none of it makes sense to the other person. It's never going to.
Just respect how hard it is to break up someone. There's nothing wrong with the relationship that you think there's a respect. Right. As much as you're like, well, there was nothing wrong. Am I delusional? That guy's on the other side being like, fuck, I got to break up with someone that I kind of like, I like this person.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to be responsible for them anymore.
Right.
Because that's what a relationship is. You're responsible for another person.
Right. And you shouldn't, and I mean, like, it's also realizing that the person, like, again, it's like you said, like a confidence, self-esteem thing is like realizing that, like, the person that you want to be with is the person who, like, feels very lucky to be with you, not someone who's like,
you're not a placeholder.
Right. Here's like this thing, and like I kind of feel like there's something wrong with, you don't want to be with someone who's like, oh, there's nothing wrong with this person, so I'll be with them. There's nothing wrong with this relationship. Like, so I'll be with, you want to be with someone who's like, I feel really lucky. Like, I found this person. This person's a great match for me.
Sure. Breakups are aspirational. You know, like, if you're willing to break up with someone, you're like, I think there's better for me.
Yeah.
Not better out of you.
Better match for me.
Better match for me. There's right. a better thing for me to be involved in. And that's not to say you're not a bad, you're worse than the next person. That's just saying you're not the right fit for them.
Right.
And you're going to realize later on that, yeah, they yeah, weren't the right
I mean,
fit for me.
I look back on that thing too now and I'm like, oh, like this would have been terrible.
Yeah.
Like this would have been like, it only cut short something that if prolonged would take up more of my time.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do some more emails. UUP at Betches.com. UUP. At Betches.com. You ready?
Let's do it.
Jared and Jordana, always appreciate the podcast, and I got to see your show in D.C. tonight with a friend. Thank you for swinging through the city. I hope we all, I hope we gave you all a strong showing. Yeah, D.C. was great.
That was a great show.
Moving into my Miller Lite White Claw fueled question, separately, not mixed. I'm a 35-year-old guy with a good job and all the other normal account. Accoutrement.
Maybe that's the issue. One,
yeah. That's how you spell accoutrement.
Bringing back to that other that breakup in my email I got, he said it was missing a, I quote unquote, je ne sais quoi.
Oh, your yeah, guy? Yeah. Jenny doesn't even know what the fuck that means. Okay, so you wrote all the other 35-year-old guy with a good job and all the other accoutrement that one tends to have at that age, friends, professional success, an interest in seeking out cool events, etc., and generally have my shit together. The one thing I have is a female roommate. My question is if this is a deal breaker or negative for the women I date. I tend to date accomplished women that are in their 28 to 35-ish years old, and 70% or so of them are now living alone or own a condo. If a girl asks me about a living situation, I mention that I have a female roommate. Otherwise, I tend to find a way to weave it into the convo in day two. For a few of them, I have sensed my roommate situation was a deal breaker. And with others, I can't tell if this was a negative factor or I just have some other things, other crippling flaws. If this is a negative, when should I bring it up? Before the date, date one, date three, never acknowledge it. Just live out of a room of the Moxie Hotel. I provide to provide context on the roommate. We've been living together for 8 years or so. Yes, I checked to make sure we didn't accidentally become common law married. And we've never been romantic. We're two friends that end up living with each other and haven't felt like the need to shake things up, as neither of us really spends that much time in the apartment. In case you're wondering, we have each have our own bedrooms and separate bathrooms. This isn't some weird living situation. I asked a few female friends and they've told me that that not having my own place is holding me back. These friends also have $25,000 engagement, so I'm not sure they have the best perspective here. But a few have said if they were dating a guy with a roommate or a female roommate, they would have concerns about his income or who this girl is. Is it an ex and things didn't go well? Is it a girl that is the epitome of the stalker in You? What's that?
Use a TV show. Oh. Is it about a stalker?
I can afford to live alone and will likely head that way when my lease expires, but that is many months away. In the meantime, my mother keeps asking me what's up and why I don't have a girlfriend. Any thoughts would be appreciated, alone but not living alone. What do you think?
I think it's about the roommate, not the female roommate.
I completely agree.
I think the sex of the roommate, especially like if it's very obvious that it's platonic, is not the issue. 35 is a little old to be living with a roommate.
Yeah.
I would rather a guy have a not so nice apartment in a not such a great area of town than live in a great area of town with a roommate after a certain age. I think it would indicate to me that, you know, he's got his shit together. Mm-hmm. I think living alone, again, you could, the price could be the same.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's funny that he's like, I don't want to be judged. He mentions the friends being like saying, that have $25,000 engagement rings that are telling him.
But he also said that he dates girls who live alone and have their own apartments.
Yeah, these girls with $25,000 engagement rings gave the same answer as you. You right. have a roommate. You're 35.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, I don't think they have the right perspective.
It's like, those people are not down to earth.
But you're judging them on their wedding rings. Right. So, like, you know, like, you do factor money into your perception of people.
Right.
He's proven that of himself. He says they have $25,000 engagement rings, so they don't get it, quote unquote.
Right.
I would say that they gave you the answer that is the most truthful. It has nothing to do with it being a woman. It's the same thing as you. Here's the most important part of his email. We're two friends that end up living with each other and haven't felt the need to shake things up. That is a boring fucking person that I maybe don't want to date. That's someone that doesn't really take chances. That's someone that doesn't really go out on a limb, try something new. You're 8 years with one roommate. That's out of simplicity, and that's out of laziness, and that's out of being not really having to ever fail.
Right, or be like self-sufficient or go at it on your own.
Exactly. So there's an unattractiveness to that. Like, I remember, when I bought my apartment, I got some, it's nerve wracking. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a big mortgage, commitment. Big commitment. I mean, I remember my dad's basically like his response to me was like, it's nice to have a mortgage hanging over you. Like, he was like, this is good.
It makes you hustle a little
makes
more.
Makes you hustle a little more. Mm. Makes it, it's in the back of your mind. It's nice to have something that you're kind of fucking sweating about, for, a little bit accountable for. And he's like, at some point, you'll think about this mortgage as like a drop in the ocean. Mm-hmm. But it's nice now to, you know, make you sweat a little bit. And I think that's the same for this guy. You know, that's something that is attractive to other people. Oh, he's got to fucking go out and hustle because he got a mortgage. You are in this 8 year. That's the thing. 8 years with the same roommate, male or female. Someone's like, what's this? You haven't really tried to live on it. You didn't want to live alone at all.
Right.
You don't want to see what that's like. You don't want to move to a different part of town. You don't want to no change.
And that's probably also the bigger part of why you're single. You're not single just because it's because you have this female roommate. It's because probably of that sense that you're giving off of I'm very safe and I'm not looking to get out of my comfort zone.
Yeah. And it's probably why you're not meeting people and investing in them. Mm-hmm. We talked about this last episode. I mentioned this where it's like there's this guy thing of like you only give girls so much time to fuck you but never have to get to know them.
Okay.
So if you're 8 years apartment guy, there's a piece of you that's like you're blocking people out.
Right. Would you mind if a girl had a 35 had a roommate?
I wouldn't mind, but I would have to. The circumstance matters. The context matters. I think I lived on my own at 27 and then moved in with my brother at 30.
Okay.
And the circumstance made sense for that. He's talking about when do I bring it up? Yeah, you have to do a little bit of a sales job with any living situation. Here's why I live in this area at this time and why it made sense.
Right.
I
think, and here's my plan for not doing that, living
that's
there
anymore. That's the thing. And when he says, I'm many, many months away, it's like, that sounds like you're never moving out of this fucking place.
Right. It sounds like you just renewed this lease again. So like, why do you keep doing that?
Why do you keep doing that? And also the context matters. So it's like, yeah, well, my brother moved to New York and then he found a job. And I was like, hey, who's better than living with your brother? We'll do a couple years until, you know what I mean? Like, I can talk about that in a way that has some...
That gives an indication of an end date, too.
Yeah. And it has an interesting story to it.
Right.
Your story is less interesting. It's 8 years with the same person. Like, don't you know?
And I just renewed.
What's the plan here?
Right. And there's a sense, I think there is a sense of like, when you reach a certain age, you want to be independent. So you want to date other people who feel like they're like independent.
Yeah.
And living alone is a very independent big move for a lot of people. And was for me. It takes away a crutch for you.
Sure. And also the live Philly show, we had a lot of people that came on stage that were like moved back in with their parents.
Right.
I didn't pity them. I thought that was, I didn't look down on them.
I think it's fine.
I totally understood. They were like, I want to save some money. But they would all say, I'm trying to buy a house. So right. I'm moving with my, they had like,
you gotta have like
aspirations, end game.
Yeah. It's not like, and it's great.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like, everything's just,
I had this roommate for 8 years and it's great.
We're two friends that ended up living with each other. Haven't felt the need to shake things up.
It works.
Who wants to do anything new?
Right. I think you can still date during, you should definitely not renew this lease. You can still date during this time. You say, listen, I got this roommate. We kind of fell into this like super comfortable thing, but like, I realize it's time to grow up. I'm moving out as soon as my lease is up.
You can sell this differently. And also like,
that to me would be like, I'd be like, okay, like that's fine. Like you gotta, he's not like chill with it. And again, it has nothing to do with her being a woman.
No.
It has much more to do with her, with you being like, chill.
There's also positives to it. Oh, you can keep an 8-year relationship with someone. Like someone like doesn't mind living with you for 8 years. Like that's a positive, but also the movie has to end at some point.
Right. I mean, you get to a certain age and you don't want to have to like walk past, be like naked walking past a strange, like the person, a friend of your boyfriend's.
It's indicative of other issues.
Like, would you date a girl who like, I don't know, had like 4 roommates, I guess?
Man. Nah, you know,
different for a guy,
context has to matter. Mm-hmm. And it's because I don't want to say anyone with a roommate isn't a bad person and isn't doing badly and isn't undateable. I'm more saying
it's about where you are in life, too.
It's aspirationally. And also, this is a male female thing, too.
That's true.
Like, this is one of those unfair male things. Oh, you're 35 and you still live with this random person for 8 years. You don't have any aspirations. You don't want your career, your life. You don't want to hone home. Like,
I agree. It's a tougher thing for a guy to deal with than a woman. There's like a little, you get a little more slack for not having your professional career together enough, or not, you know, having those. I remember dating in New York or having friends now who date, and like they're like, oh yeah, he lives alone. He's got his own apartment. Like that's like,
these are hot things.
That's like a hot thing about a guy. It just indicates like he can take care of himself and like he's got a certain level of like, you know,
he's pursuing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And I think if I heard a woman was 35 living with her friend and they were both single and going out, to me, I'd be cool with it, but I'd also be like, all right, what are you guys just sitting here telling each other how right you guys are?
What's your end game?
Yeah. Let's do some games. You ready?
Let's do it. Red flag or deal breaker? The attached hinge prompt. So the attached hinge prompt says, fact about me that surprises people, I've never been to a wedding.
It would depend on the age. Like if they're 23 and they've never been to a wedding,
fine.
Totally get it. If they're 28 and they've never been to a wedding, I'd be like, you have no friends.
Right.
You know?
That's
like,
true, right.
If they're 50 and never been to a wedding, oh, you just avoid everybody.
Right. You definitely have no friends.
Yeah. So it's a 24. I think the cutoff, this is a red flag at 24 and below. It's a deal breaker at 25 and above.
25 is kind of young.
It's kind of young.
I'd even call it, I don't put 25 in the red flag.
So 26. Yeah. Let's say 26.
Okay.
You've never been to a wedding.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'd say, if you're 27 and have never been to a wedding, no one wants you there, or you don't know anyone to invite you.
Right. I mean, I guess my friends got married a little later. I guess my first, like, I've been to family weddings.
Sure.
But most of my friends didn't get married until like 27.
Yeah. Never been to a wedding. I mean, you must be lonely. You know, like, I
also, like, do you know what to do if I bring you to a wedding?
You would hope.
Right.
Drops their phone and cracks their screen every 3 months, but doesn't ever buy the warranty and doesn't believe in a phone case.
Out.
Deal breaker.
What if that was our baby?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I was in until doesn't believe in a phone case. Like, if you don't believe in something.
Yeah, it's not like the Santa.
Yeah, this ain't fucking religion or fucking whatever. Like,
also, like, you don't really want to go out with someone who's got, like, a crack. That they refuse to fix a crack screen for, like, a prolonged period of time. It's like, let's all have a sense of, like, maintaining a certain level of decorum.
Sometimes you look at those crack screens, you're like, ugh. Like, they kind of look gross, right. And then they feel gross.
The person attached to them have, like, a...
Yeah, I'm not...
I wouldn't... It's like, I imagine going to a business meeting with someone and their phone is totally cracked. And I'm just like, could I trust you with my money? Like,
yeah.
Could, like... There is a sense.
I think that grows every day. Like, how long did it take?
They have to speak to a manager.
And also, like, what's your apartment look like? I'm sure it's a mess.
Right.
Like, the longer you have it, the more you don't put away your laundry.
But at 20, this was probably me at 22. So
yeah, I get it. Age dependent as well. It's age dependent. He's a frequent sperm donor. She's donated her eggs for money. What do you think?
I actually, like, I don't really mind it.
Really? In the age of 23 and me?
Yeah, I'm kind of like...
They will find you.
Well, this is
They're
for
him.
They're
coming back. I'm just saying, all that shit's coming back to people.
I mean, it's not like my favorite thing, but if a guy donated sperm, I'd be like, whatever.
Cool. Good on you.
Is it now we can find out if it's viable before I get too into this?
All right.
So let's say she donated her eggs to a friend.
I mean, the eggs thing is a little different. I don't know. Do they find the mom? I don't know.
Let's say she makes sure it's completely anonymous. They can never find her.
Eggs get a lot of money, don't they?
Yeah, you could make like tens of thousands to $100,000 for your eggs.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I guess I'd be okay with
it. I remember I was like to my mom after college, I was like unemployed. I'm like, mom, you know, like I looked this up. Like my eggs are worth like close to $100,000.
Really?
She goes... You better get a job.
Why was she against it?
She was like, shut the fuck up. You better get it. She's like, there are better ways to make money than like, it's not even like I was like, oh, like I have a friend who really like,
sure.
I'm like, I can make a quick, you know.
Okay. Red flag or deal breaker. They carry the baby. What do they call
it? Surrogate?
Yeah.
I mean, guys can't really do this.
No, this is what I'm saying.
So for you, what is it for you?
I don't know.
That's to me, I would rather donate my eggs than be a surrogate.
Surrogate, you got to carry that thing. You got
to surrogate, it's like I have to give birth. You have to go through the full pain of giving birth without the
mental,
benefit.
The physical,
like,
yeah.
I can't imagine doing something that selfless unless I got to keep the baby.
Mm. Yeah, it's tough.
Personally, would you be okay?
I
what if Jess wants to donate her eggs?
It seems so far away from the people I meet. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean?
Let's say she was like, I have a friend. There's a gay couple I'm friends with, and
do I have to visit that kid? Like, is that a part of my life now?
Well, I guess that's. Does that make a difference in your answer?
Because if it was a gay friend,
you might
Then she's like, I'm the mom. You know, like I'm like the cool. You know, like now we're in this fucking. Noah Baumbach
movie.
You're
not the dad. They have two dads. You're not the dad.
I'm nobody.
Yeah.
I'm just some guy.
Are you out?
No, I'm not out. I would understand it. And, you know, you're doing a selfless thing, I guess, right? Like.
Well, yeah, I guess the different. The car. I mean, you're with your pregnant, crazy, hormonal woman for 9 months. That's different than the egg donation, I think.
You're not going to get me to say that on a podcast.
The egg donation
that
seems
crazy
like.
Crazy pregnant bitch.
The egg donation seems like an easier way to help someone than the surrogate thing.
Feels that way, yeah. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be a deal breaker for me, but because I would assume the way that I was like involved in this, that they were like close friends forever, and mm-hmm. I would understand it, I think.
Okay.
So I think I'd be okay with
it. Good to know.
Yeah.
And sperm donation.
Are you okay with it?
I mean, again, I think there are better, easier ways to make money. But like.
What do they get? I think they get had, like $50. It's not even a lot of money.
It's like if Mike told me when he was like 22, he was like broke, he needed donated some sperm, I'd be like, all right. Now, if he's still doing it, like maybe it's a deal breaker. Yeah.
He's like, hold on.
It's enough.
Hold on. Get off of me. We have to keep this cum. Right. We have to do this. I need this.
Do you have a cup?
Yeah. Get a cup. Come on, please.
Yeah. No, at this point,
I think at this point,
it'd be a deal breaker. But like if he told me it was something he had done a couple times years ago, I think I'd be okay with it.
Sure.
All right.
Well, that's what we got. Thank you, Jordan. I think we did it again.
I agree. I think we solved dating.
Listen, people, keep sending your emails, UUP@Betches.com, UUP@Betches.com, and keep spreading the word. Keep telling a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, anyone with ears, we'll take them. Send them in, tell your friends. We'll be back next episode.
Bye.
Betches.